The number of people dying of COVID-19 in Brazil is surging. Officially, it's more than 3,600. But with relatively little testing, the real toll is believed to be far higher. NPR's Philip Reeves reports that one Brazilian city, Manaus, can no longer cope.
Wallace de Lima lost his father a week ago. He was 55. His death wasn't officially registered as COVID-19 because he wasn't tested. De Lima's certain the virus caused it. His dad had all the symptoms, he explains. De Lima used his cell phone to film inside the hospital during his father's final hours. My dad's dying, and there's no one here to help him, he says. He saw corpses on hospital beds alongside patients. When my dad died, I counted 9 other bodies, says De Lima. Outside the hospital, there were angry scenes. The nightmare continued when De Lima took his father's body to the cemetery. There were about 20 other funeral cars, he says. Manaus is a river port in the Amazon rainforest. It's capital of Brazil's Amazonas state. Drug trafficking's rampant. Homicides happen every day. The carnage caused by COVID-19 is in another category. Patricia Sichá is a doctor, now on the front line. The population of Amazonas is being decimated, she says. Sichá says chronic corruption has starved local hospitals of resources. She's had to buy her own personal protection equipment. The health system's not prepared for the coronavirus, she says.
Planejamento zero. Organização zero.
There's zero planning, zero organization, she says.
Ambulância com paciente dentro, sem poder adentrar nas...
Ambulances carrying patients must wait outside hospitals because there are no beds, says Sichá. So far, Manaus has only registered 193 COVID-19 deaths. Yet the mayor's office says the average number of people dying every day has more than tripled. During the first 3 days of this week, there were 340 burials, it says. Manaus has begun burying its dead in mass graves. An online video of its largest cemetery shows backhoes pouring earth onto coffins within. This is the only option, says Manuel Viana, a local funeral director. Otherwise, it'd be impossible to dig enough graves. Viana says some families no longer come forward to claim their dead. Those who do can't mourn properly because of restrictions on cemetery gatherings. Seeing families unable to say farewell to loved ones is heartbreaking, says Viana. Health officials believe the coronavirus hasn't yet peaked in Brazil. There could be a very serious problem in the next 10 to 15 days, says Wilson Lima, governor of Amazonas. Dr. Patricia Sichá is determined to battle on.
Olha, nós estamos dando nosso sangue, né?
We're giving everything we have, she says.
A gente chora, acorda, seca as lágrimas e tem que ir em frente, não?
We cry, she says. Then we wake up, dry our tears, and get back to work. Philip Reeves, NPR News.